Oh, who
anyway,
cares?
one guy who doesn't drive me crazy, actually doing a lot of good so far, and I love his stories on Facebook and Instagram. He Facebooks a lot. He also Instagrams a lot. He's on the social media platform. Mayor Daniel Lurie, our new mayor here in San Francisco, joins us on the River Islands guest line, and all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, in Lathrop? And it feels like the inauguration was yesterday. Time flies. And now my guy's got his sleeves rolled up. He's walking the streets of San Francisco. Daniel, good morning, man. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Bonte?
I'm doing really good. And first of all, congratulations again. Once again, the inauguration was just absolutely beautiful. But your touch of having Jesse Peterson, a classmate of mine at San Francisco State, be the oath of office and conduct that was pretty damn cool, Daniel, man. It was a nice touch with the kids introducing people. I thought the inauguration, you hit a grand slam.
Oh, it was a beautiful day. You know, we had those kids from all the public school, elementary schools here in the city, announcing speakers. Jesse, her story, you know it, Bonte. She's just incredible. We had Coach Kerr deliver a message of leadership and accountability. He was incredible. And Bonte, you know, not to bring up a really tough subject, but you know, he and his family lost their home, and I think he knew it walking up onto that stage. So those fires and the devastation there kind of hit home really quickly during that inauguration. But oh man, anyway, it was a beautiful day, but that was yesterday, and today is today, and we got to get going, and we're moving as fast as possible to make change here in our city.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a little bit, because I got to give you some love. You know, I'm ripping 6th and Market and 6th and Mission forever. I drove up this morning, and I am seeing some change. We'll get to that in a second. But we got the All-Star Game coming. I was telling Bonte, I went to the game the other day, and Kay Fico's little restaurant that they got over there at Thrive City, and now we got Senor Cicig over there, Bonte, correct?
Senor Cicig,
and we got Splash that's going to open up. Thrive City, AT&T Park, or Oracle now, like that whole area, as someone who grew up in this region, with the All-Star Game coming down there, I'm beaming with pride over what we've built as a community and what these owners have put in that area. What's it been for the city, as someone who studies the economics and the impact and all that, to have a world-class event like the All-Star Game and Steph Curry participating in it right here in our backyard?
We all should have such pride in our hometown teams, and what, you know, I saw Joe Lacob recently. What they have done at Thrive is nothing short of spectacular. And all these new restaurants opening up. The NBA All-Star Game has given them a target, and they're meeting it. And I'm loving to see all our hometown restaurants opening up there. They're not chain. They're, as you just said, Kay Fico, you know, David Nayfield and Matt Brewer. You know, a hometown duo that cares and loves this city right there. And so, yeah, I mean, these sports teams and these ownership groups have done incredible work for our community. Now we just need them to win. And we got a win last night over the number one team in the West. Pretty good.
Andrew Wiggins,
still trying
not bad.
To figure out how we won, Bonte. How did we win that game last night?
a lot of heart, and you know what? I mentioned it to start. I tell you, I tell you what, Daniel Lurie, championship grit and heart that you're showing for the city. Kevon Looney, Andrew Wiggins, Gary Payton II, champions showing championship grit and heart last night against the best team in the West. And you know what? Play defense. Don't foul all the time. Take care of the basketball. And you know what? Be decisive. And we're seeing that from Brandon Podziemski. He's a lot more decisive these days since he returned from injury. Dennis Schroeder, a lot more decisive. Stephen Curry was a lot more decisive in the second quarter. And you know what? I got to ask you, Mayor, you buying or selling at the deadline? Was last night a night where you said, you know what? They have it in this team to make a run in the Western Conference.
I saw General Manager Mike Dunleavy recently at actually the inauguration. I said, Mike, I got my job done winning. I need you to start winning. Ooh. And so he said he was on it. So I'm a buy. You got to go buy. Wait, can we talk about one thing?
Yeah.
That dunk I replayed with my son 7 or 8 times. I mean, that was the dunk of the year so far. That was beautiful.
Oh, that was shades of Kevin Johnson over at Hakeem Olajuwon. That was a sick duck. Yeah, or, no, baseline. The dagger. Come on, Dan. They don't call me the king of the Bay for nothing. You could be the mayor of San Francisco, Daniel Lurie, but I'll take the Bay Area off your hands.
How about Baron Davis over Karolinko?
See, that's good. That's hello, you'd be proud. That's a great one. That's a great one right there.
Speaking of big time dunks, you know, one thing I love about you, like, I mean this with all sincerity. Yesterday, Chinese New Year, there was a lot of celebrations in the city. You're out and about. But I noticed, because, you know, I'm conflicted. I'm a Reardon guy, but I got my niece who plays on the varsity team for SI. You went to the boys game down at SI, Reardon versus SI. I heard there were a lot of Reardon dunks in that game. Like, tell me about the atmosphere down there at Leo LaRocca court over there in SI.
Shasky, I met Ethan Castle.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
This guy apparently goes to maybe 25 local high school games a week. And he covered it. I went with Doug Boak and Alec Perkins. They showed me the ropes over there. It was my first time at the SI gym. I know the SI coach, friends with him. But Reardon, that was 8 D1 recruits, apparently, or 8-1 D1 legit players on that team. It was pretty impressive. They were dunking left and right.
How cool was that environment? Because over 2,000 people there. I had a lot of family and friends in the building. They said that it was just old school San Francisco to see a high school gym packed like that and everyone going crazy. Like, it's just, those are the things that I think that nationally we don't get enough love for, is that, like, we do have a great community and there are a lot of happy people out there. What was it like to be in that gym?
It is old school, and it was great, and it reminds me of what we talked about before, you know, the fight night between the firefighters and PD, you know, back in, I think that was in October, November, but it was a great atmosphere. The game, you know, SI stayed in it for the first half, although it didn't look good for them right out of the gate, but it was a great atmosphere, great student section. But it was a fun night.
No, it was always a fun night over there at SI. They do a good job, WCAL, but we also got to get you to the Academic Athletic Association, because they play some good basketball there with the championship being played at Kezar Pavilion. But, Mayor, as we talk about the Warriors and the All-Star game, first, let's get to the All-Star break again, because there's all these events happening, right? The Celebrity Game, the Rising Stars Challenge, the All-Star game itself, the three-point shootout. What event are you looking forward to the most? Because I know you'll be in the building during the All-Star weekend.
I'm going to try to be running around to everything. We got Lunar New Year on Saturday night. We got the parade going through Chinatown.
Oh, yeah.
Few hundred thousand, maybe 500,000 people come through for that. We got 130,000 people expected just for the NBA All-Star weekend.
Wow.
So I'm really excited about going from the parade and racing over to the dunk contest, the three-point shootout. I'm curious about the round robin, or however they're describing it on Sunday. That's going to be interesting. I hope it's successful.
No, same here. What event is your son looking forward to the most?
Because I know he's 11.
He turns 11 in a couple weeks.
Wow, good nice. Memory.
I think he's the dunk in the 3-point shootout. Yeah. I think the family's coming with me after we walk the parade. We're going to rush over to see those two events.
Yeah, well, you know, it hurts my soul when I hear Charles Barkley make fun of the city. Like, it really does. Like, and I know that part of it is tongue in cheek, and part of it is he's a great entertainer and he's always looking for the laughs and all that. But, like, you know, as mayor of this city and someone who really wants to, you know, help pull the community up by its bootstraps, when you hear him criticizing us, what's your retort to him, or what does it make you feel?
I want to show him the city. This is also something that a few members of the Warriors leadership and I have talked about. Like, listen, you know it, I know it. We got our issues, and that's why we're working day and night to try to clean up Sixth Street. We're trying to get people the help that they need. And so when I hear outsiders talking smack about us, you know, it gets me worked up, because they don't know us. like we know our city. You know, I am a little sick and tired of outsiders telling San Franciscans what we are and what we aren't. But the criticism is fair. You know, he's trying to get a rise out of people. And so all I ask of someone like him who has a platform is give us a shot. You know, I'll take you around, Chuck. I want to take you around and show you all the spots of San Francisco. And just like every city, we got our issues, but we got a lot to be proud of. And I'm proud of our city, and I know we're on the rise.
No, it is on the rise. Yeah, I can see it booming now. And, you know, even when I was in, we always joke around my European extravaganza out there in Italy, Mayor, in Lake Como, or excuse me, not even Lake Como, it was Positano, the Amalfi Coast. And yeah, but seriously, people from New York and Australia.
I want to go on vacation with you.
Hey, no, trust me, we want to go on vacation with you.
The king doesn't bring mayors with him.
No.
The other kings.
No, listen, we're flying commercial to Europe with you, Mayor. We're on a private jet. And then we're getting on the yacht, looking at the Positano. I want to go with you, Mayor. Seriously, people from New York and Australia are saying, man, your city's really struggling, huh? Because they're just watching the news and social media. We all know social media and the news can build a narrative that makes your city look bad. Like you said, city has its issues, and we're trying to do our best to clean up our issues. But I'm going to clean up some 49ers issues. Do you think they figured out their defense now, bringing Robert Saleh back? Come on, Mayor. Robert Saleh's back in the building.
I'm fired up about him being back. It's just a great reunion. I mean, we missed him. That was obvious. And so I hope it's not just for 1 year, but you know, he's a talent, and I was excited to hear that news across the wires last week.
So Super Bowl pick, we got to ask you Mayor, if you heard about Shasky told you about our Philadelphia experience a couple of years ago?
I want to hear it.
Well, it was not a good experience. It was horrible.
It was horrible.
So it was so horrible that I would rather see Kansas City win three Super Bowls in a row than root for the Eagles.
Did I tell you about? Oh, you were there. I was there. I took my son to the championship game where Brock got injured.
Mm-hmm.
My son wore shorts. Well,
we were
in
there.
The 42-degree. I was there.
Yeah,
I took him to that game, and he was crying the whole second half, and he got heckled. He was 9 at the time. He was getting heckled by Eagles fans.
They're the worst.
So there's no love for the Eagles. I will say Saquon is pretty unbelievable.
Yeah,
offensive line looks like it makes holes, you know, for a Mack truck to go through. But they're impressive. But here's my prediction, or is my hope, a tie. Can we hope for a tie?
That would be great.
Yeah.
They just cancel the game and say, you know what? There's going to be no winner in 2024-25.
This is so brutal. This is not a good time to be a Niners fan.
No, it's not. All right, I got to ask you a straight up. What's your favorite slice of pizza in the city? I know it's a tough one. For me, it's Little Joe's on Mission Street. I'll filibuster while you keep going. I grew up on Little Joe's on Mission Street out there in the Excelsior. I know Tony's has got their hand in there. A lot of people are going to go there. Mozzarella on West Portal, like Original Joe's now on West Portal. There's a lot of different places you can go. What do you like?
I mean, you're John is going to be upset. I'm not going to say Little Joe's, although I've been going and eating there a lot recently. I went to Elena's recently on the west side, which was
impossible to get inside, Mayor. I mean, I'm sure you got right in, but it's impossible to get a seat.
Shasky gets right in, too.
All
Shasky says, hey, I'm Joe Shasky from the Morning Roast. Yeah,
you two get in. I don't give me that. All right. So I got out of sight the other day, which was pretty good. Joya is a go-to in our household in Hayes Valley. And then Tony's and Flower and Water, the new spot in North Beach, are pretty.
Flower and Water.
Those are sort of on rotation. And then this might be controversial, but some people love it, some people don't. But the K Fico pizza and that crust.
It's delicious.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
My wife is somewhere nodding her head. Delfina and Delfina's Flower and Water, like that Giolina's, those are her spots. So you hit it on the head.
We're going to get you out to the Richmond District because my boys in the Zarios wouldn't be happy if I didn't give them
a
plug.
That's the after midnight.
After midnight, before
that's
midnight.
I've had a few drinks.
Good pizza's good
Bonte,
pizza.
You know what I had last night?
What's that?
Out at I went to the laundromat and I had a smash burger. A Wednesday night,
let's
they
go. Serve
they have great pizza there. Ooh. And great bagels, but Wednesday nights, smash burger, my wife and I, we waited in line for an hour and 20 minutes. The burgers came in 5 minutes and it was worth it.
See, Mayor, listen, I love that you're waiting an hour. You know, but you're the mayor of San Francisco now. You got to be like Joe Shasky here.
What?
Take advantage of your title and your power fair. And that's cut the entire fair. Line and tell them, let them know I am Daniel Lurie, the mayor. You can't be, you got time. You got to do things, man. You're working around the clock. Can't be having to wait in line for an hour.
Fonte, it was date night and my wife and I were having a very good discussion and it was fun. Nice. And the vibe was good in line and people were fired up and it reminded me, if you need any reminding, that San Francisco is on the rise. It was packed with young people having good beers, good burgers, socializing outside January night. I mean, you couldn't beat it. So we were having a great time in line.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mayor. All right, so you led me right into it. You know, you've declared a state of emergency. My uncle recently retired from the police department, and like he wanted to make it one of his onuses to clean up Mid Market. You know, it's important. It's a thoroughfare for the city. I drive through it every single day, and it's been chaos the last couple of years. There's no other way around it. I drive at 4 in the morning, and it's crazy. Like it's legitimately crazy every single morning. I drove up this morning, and look. You got to start somewhere. I'm seeing some progress. What are you guys trying to accomplish with 6th and Market between Mission and Market there? Because I can see that it's slowly starting to dissipate here. It's obviously going to take a long time.
Yeah, I mean, let's just be very clear-eyed about this. I don't want the problem to move from one block to the next, but what we're seeing, it's crazy and it's unacceptable. And every one of my department heads knows that. The police chief knows that. Department of Public Health knows that. The group, we met yesterday, about 10 different department heads and myself, I got an update. I've walked 6th Street 7 or 8 times in the first 21 days in office. Like I leave, I'm sitting at my desk, by the way, talking to you all in this beautiful office, but I don't love being in the office. I love going out and walking. And so I go out and I walk those streets. By the way, I'm not calling people and say I'm coming. I just go walk so I can see what is really going on. And it's not good. And so I think showing up, walking, you know, thanking our public health officials, our police officers who are doing a job that feels impossible at times, but it's not. They're making slow but steady progress. We're going to get people off the street and into mental health and drug treatment beds. I'm grateful that it passed the fentanyl state of emergency ordinance. It passed 3-0. Out of committee, it's going to the full board next week. It's going to allow us to move swiftly and urgently to get those people that are using off the street. And make no mistake, we are also going after those that deal drugs. And we're sending a message that you do not come to San Francisco to deal drugs or to do drugs any longer. We have to be tough and we have to be compassionate. And that means having beds for people to get into. Right now, there are not enough shelter beds. And there are not enough drug or mental health treatment beds. But what is happening on the streets of Market and 6th, between not just Mission and Market, but you know, all the way down to Howard, is unacceptable. I will not tolerate it. And it's, I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight, Shasky, but we are going to see changes. And if we don't, you can hold me accountable because I am dead set on making sure that we get people off the street and into the help that they need. It's unacceptable.
Yeah. Well, as somebody raising my son here, I know Bonte's raising his daughter here. I've got full family that's been in and out of recovery. I've lost someone to the streets of San Francisco. Yeah. I drive there every day. I just want a safe, good community. I got your back and I'm riding with you and I'm hoping we can get this done. We all want the same thing. So thank you, Mayor.
Yeah. Well, thank you. There's no hope. We can't hope anymore. We have to get results. We have to act. And I believe that the police, SFPD, Department of Public Health, Fire Department, the DA's office, everyone is focused on action. And you're going to see a lot of action in the coming weeks.
No doubt. And you know what? From your inauguration, I got to say it was such a beautiful day. My people that told me that invited me say, hey, wear a pea coat. It's going to be really cold. But the sun came out. It's shining. I walked from City Hall all the way back down here to the studio, And it was just a glorious day. And it's what I missed about the city. So I know the streets will get cleaned up. There's going to be issues at all the time. This is a major city.
Absolutely.
And we're not the only major city to have issues. I was just in New York. And I saw a lot of the same thing, but nobody talks about it. So, Mayor, we're behind you. We believe in you. And we have a lot of hope that you'll restore the city and bring some of the businesses back and get this place booming again.
Well said.
We will. And let's have a great All-Star weekend. I look forward to seeing you both at a bevy of events.
Let's do it.
Absolutely.
See you,
Mayor Daniel Lurie here on the River Island.
All right, you all have a good day.
You too. Now get to work, Mayor. Get to work.
Let's go.